You're listening to The Rocktologists on 90.9 WKRB FM, and we are pulling up roots tonight. I'm Paul Curcio.
I'm Steve Janowski.
And that was Ma Rainey, CC Rider Blues. Before that, Robert Johnson, At the Crossroads, Bessie Smith, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And we started off with Lead Belly, The Gallus Pole, known to most people as The Gallows Pole, but actually spelled G-A-L-L-I-S. That's what they hang you from.
How did it evolve into Gallows Pole? G-A-L-L.
Led Zeppelin. Well, Led Zeppelin did a version of it.
That's right.
We're doing the roots of rock tonight. We're looking at the artists that influenced our favorite classic rock artists. And all of the songs in that set were all songs that were re-recorded by very, very well-known classic rock bands.
That's right.
The Gallows Pole was done by Led Zeppelin as The Gallows Pole. Right, Steve?
That's right.
Crossroads, I think everybody knows.
Eric Clapton with Cream, sure.
Yep, Robert Johnson. And Ma Rainey, CC Rider Blues was done by a few people, including Elvis Presley, Mitch Ryder,
that's right.
The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, Elvis would open up the show with that a lot
of times. With CC Rider, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
So these are all the songs that classic rockers listened to growing up in a world without rock and roll.
And these are the forerunners. These are the pioneers. Without them,
there wouldn't be a rock and roll.
There wouldn't be a rock and roll.
This is it. These are them. Lead Belly is in an interesting case for me. He kind of epitomizes the situation. The Weavers, which was a folk rock, not folk rock, but a folk group, featured Pete Seeger, sold 2 million copies of his song "Goodnight Irene" right after he died in 1949. And when Pete Seeger was there, when Lead Belly was inaugurated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he said this. He said, "It's one more case of black music being made famous by white people."
True.
And not only is that a common theme throughout the show that we're going to have tonight, but also that so many of these people did not realize their influence
at the time.
At the time that they
That's
were alive.
Right.
On the music.
Very true.
On the history of music.
Sure. Robert Johnson himself, those 29 songs he recorded that go down in history forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keith Richards said of Robert Johnson, he says, "When I first heard him, I thought I was hearing two guitars, and it took
That's
me
right.
a long time to realize it was him doing it by himself."
Yeah. Did he go down to the crossroads and...
That's the story.
Meet the devil and...
Made a deal with the devil.
Acquire this great playing ability.
Yeah.
Amazing story.
Yeah.
But it's the mythology.
It's
the mythology of the Delta, which just makes it so interesting. Yeah. And I was going to say one thing about Lead Belly. He served some time in prison. Right?
Yeah.
He was really...
He was in and out of prison, once for murder and again for attempted murder. He was pardoned in both cases because of his tremendous singing and writing ability.
And a lot of these people lived
in the Deep South by white governors.
Incredible.
Okay?
That's right. And that was from some lyric that he wrote helped that too, I read.
Yeah.
That's something, a song that he wrote that influenced them in that way. We should give our challenge, which, because we didn't mention what Bessie Smith song was done by.
That's right. We did not mention which band re-recorded Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, because we want to see if you know it. Give us a call at 718-368-4572 or 4KRB and tell us who re-recorded Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. It's a very, very well-known classic rock trio. We'll give you that much. Okay, and again, it's 718-368-4572 or 4KRB. So this is a tremendous show that we have tonight, isn't it?
I love
it,
Steve? It's just can't wait to hear the rest.
We've got some more blues artists to play for you here on WKRB 90.9 FM. Here's Elmore James, Shake Your Money Maker.